This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, wait a second, Eddie. Let me show Kira.
Yeah, okay.
You like seeing the piggies get their lunch, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, it is more of a snack, really, chucking out the kitchen scraps.
Hey, look at that, Kira. Almost as greedy as you and George, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is she all right now, Emma?
Oh, yeah.
Normally she gets on okay with dogs.
Well, she thinks they're all like Holly, and they like being first. I'm going to have to put you down now, love. You're getting quite heavy.
No, I'm not.
There we go.
I thought miniature schnauzers is meant to be friendly.
Oh, she gave it a shot, creeping up on it.
Yeah, probably.
I did.
Oh, we're not saying it was your fault, Kira, love. But the Hotham's dog's a bit twitchy.
Well, at least it only barked at her.
Made Clary jump and all.
Yeah, didn't it?
Where are you going, Kira? Seeing what's happening on the other side of the sty?
Yeah.
Hey, we don't wander too far. We're going back in a minute.
Oh, she'll be all right.
Over here, Piggy.
I don't know what's the matter with the Hotham's. I keep waiting for them to go out for a walk or something.
Yeah, me and all.
They've already shifted from the kitchen.
Oh, that's Dad, isn't it? They're lapping up his old stories.
Half of them never happened. More than half.
They're still good tales. And if they keep our B&B guests happy...
Oh, I want to be in there, trying out recipes for Friday.
Oh, I know it's a pain, but they'll be off on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, that'll be way too late. We've had a week to create a menu, but we still haven't settled on anything.
You ain't got any further with that daft thing she gave you.
No. It's stupid, isn't it? Land. What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, it's only so Brian and Jennifer can swank about the chunk of estate land they're buying.
Well, it's not much use when they're trying to dream up interesting canapes and desserts. I mean, it's the biggest party we've catered in ages, and it looks like it's going to be a disaster.
It won't be.
It will, if we can't come up with the right dishes.
Hang on. Remember what's happening this week?
Pancake Day.
No, more important than that. I reckon I've got the perfect answer for you.
I've just been looking at your new stock, Adam.
They're decent cows for the price, aren't they?
They are.
Pip's going to take care of them again once things have settled down a bit at Brookfield.
I couldn't bear staying in the house another minute. Lillian's being insufferable.
Is she?
She won't stop apologising.
Well, perhaps she's genuinely sorry.
Oh, it's nothing of the sort. She's simply trying to get round me. So that she can come to the party after all. Well, I am not going to weaken.
Excuse me, I need to get air out of the pump.
I'm sick and tired of her being so contrite and smarmy. That's why I'm taking refuge in here.
Yes. I assumed you hadn't developed a sudden interest in irrigation systems.
Adam, this is serious.
Well, so is getting water into the polytunnels if we want a successful strawberry season.
She admits she was entirely in the wrong, but then she has the cheek to ask me to forgive and forget.
And you're not in the mood?
Well, hardly. How can I ever forget interrupting her and Justin?
No more details, thank you. I'm still traumatised from what I've heard already.
Well, how do you think I feel? But she just doesn't see it. She's still desperate to be here on Friday.
You're going to have to stand back, Mum.
What?
Yeah, I want to clean the filter, keep away from the drain.
She hasn't the sense to realise she'd be better off missing it. Whew.
I did warn you.
Well, I'm doing her a favour, really. How would she feel seeing Justin with Miranda the whole time?
If she thinks she can cope.
What Lillian thinks she can do and what she can actually manage to do are two completely different things. Do you know, I'm starting to wonder if it was a mistake hiring the Ambridge Tea Service.
Oh, they'll be fine.
Well, I haven't heard a peep from Fallon or Emma about the sample menus.
They haven't let you down before, have they?
That's clear.
I don't want to give Miranda any excuse to be snide.
Well, she never needs an excuse.
Though, I have had a last-minute inspiration. Even she will be impressed. That's if the invitation's accepted.
Well, who have you asked?
Well, I was browsing through the Echo when something caught my eye.
Sorry, Mum, that's Josh and Rex. Oh. They won't know where to find me. You'll have to tell me later.
I said I'd bag the spuds, Tom.
It doesn't matter, Dad. I wanted something to do.
Are these for the shop?
Yeah, and I'm getting some ready for the veg boxes as well.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I've worked out a rota with Jazza and Johnny.
Oh.
Not just while you're in Brazil, but to free up some time this week while you get ready.
You shouldn't have done that, Dad.
They're happy to help. And Helen's going to check the boxes so there won't be any mix-ups.
Oh, she's enough to do, looking after the boys.
It's all right. Emma's taking them for an afternoon.
Oh, so I'm creating even more trouble.
Tom, we're all behind you 100%. So don't feel guilty about leaving the farm for a couple of weeks.
Well, that's not what's bothering me.
Isn't that wonderful?
Rachel...
Pilkington.
Oh.
The Mayor of Felpersham.
Yeah, I know who you mean. She's always in the paper, isn't she?
And seeing her in the Echo gave me the idea. They mentioned she's getting divorced.
Is she?
So, I thought perhaps she'd be at a loose end next weekend.
And you invited her?
Well, I know her slightly from her journalist days, before she became so grand. And I thought, well, why not? And as luck would have it, she's free and rang back and just now to accept.
That's good.
Yes, isn't it? Oh, I'm sure she'd be a fascinating guest. She's been on television several times, local television.
We need to cater for one more, then.
Two more. Since Rachel isn't bringing a plus one, I've invited Jim to balance the numbers.
Right.
That's not a problem, is it?
Oh, no. We always leave ourselves wriggle room.
And how's the planning coming on?
Very well, thank you.
And what dishes have you settled on so far?
The menu's not quite finalised yet.
But you do know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give me any pointers?
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll love it all, Jennifer. We don't want to spoil the surprise.
Don't worry about that.
No, not before Wednesday. That's when Fallon's coming over, isn't it?
Yes.
She'll explain it all much better than I can. Oh, I've got to go. The soup's boiling over. Bye.
Oh, bye.
Josh is a natural.
Adam, Rachel Pilkington's agreed to come on Friday.
Oh, good.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Am I supposed to know who she is?
The Mayor of Felpersham.
Oh, yes. Don't you mean the Mayoress?
No, Mayor. The Mayoress is a consort.
Really? Every day I learn something new I'll never remember again.
She used to be a journalist and I first met her when I did the odd thing for the Echo myself. And, oh, she's going to be a very popular guest.
Oh, good.
And if Miranda doesn't enjoy her company, she won't enjoy anybody's. What do you mean, Josh is a natural?
Well, he's persuaded me to put our 6-furrow reversible up for sale on their website.
Does Brian know you're doing that?
He will do when I tell him. We don't need 2 spare ploughs now we're moving to no-till.
He likes to be kept informed, darling.
Oh, he won't mind, Mum. We're hanging on to the big one, and he'd have been proud of my haggling.
Oh, would he?
Oh, Rex was too embarrassed to talk money. Not Josh. Huh? He was after 15%, simply for taking a photo, slinging a few details on the website and putting anyone interested in touch with me.
That does sound rather a lot.
Oh, I drove him down to 10. They're not even live for a day or two. He called it an introductory offer.
Oh, well done you.
Though I've got to admit, he was very persuasive.
I thought I'd grab me chance when I saw the Hothams go out. There ain't any tea on the go, is there?
Only if you make it yourself, Eddie.
Oh.
Jennifer rang. The Mayor of Felpersham's come into our party.
Oh, very nice.
No, it isn't. I still can't find anything to cook.
What did Jennifer make of my suggestion?
Well, she was so full of her own news that I never got the chance to say.
The last week of the unofficial ferret season... Fresh rabbit will be perfect.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
You can't go wrong. Rabbit stew, rabbit pie, rabbit fritters.
We might need a bit more than that. Well, now we've got the mayor coming, we've got to cook something spectacular.
The mayor of Felpersham, eh? I might pop in myself, ask when he's going to sort out the one-way system properly.
It's a woman, Rachel Pilkington.
Oh, well, don't you mean mayoress then?
No, Jennifer says she's a mayor. She's always in the papers or on television.
Oh, I know who you mean. Looks like it'll take surgery to make her crack a smile. Oh,
she's important. With her connections, this could mean big things for the Ambridge Tea Service.
Oh, you and Fallon will be all right.
No, we won't, because we don't get Jennifer's stupid theme.
Don't take on love.
We just need some help.
You must think I'm a complete idiot, Dad.
Of course I don't. Not at all.
You don't have to be polite. I'd think the same in your place.
There'd be something wrong with you if you weren't upset. was a terrible thing to happen.
It was also... One minute, I'm in Dumfries thinking about building market share. And then I get a phone call. That didn't sink in at first.
No.
I felt so useless. It's hundreds of miles away. I couldn't do anything.
Tom, I'd probably be having second thoughts about going away myself.
Would you?
Yes. It's perfectly natural.
Well, I can't be much help to Kirsty in Brazil.
Has she asked you to stay?
No. This is me. I keep thinking I should drop out of the conference. Well, I'm sorry, but that's what I feel like.
Well, your mother and I will support whatever decision you make. But all I would say is you're still very shaken up.
Yeah.
You haven't slept properly for days. It's not the right time to make a rushed decision.
Just not sure I'll be able to focus properly if I go.
It'll certainly take a while to adjust once you get there.
I'll be thinking about everything all the time.
To start with, perhaps, but... Listen, Tom. I remember how passionate you were when you first told us about the scholarship. About 2 minutes before the deadline for applying.
I know.
Even though it was so late, somehow you swept us along with your enthusiasm.
Seemed so important at the time.
It was important. You were finding a new direction for the farm. After all we'd been through with Helen, it was almost a fresh start.
Well, that was part of it.
She's so pleased you're taking her idea up. Johnny's excited about it.
Oh, I don't want to let everyone down.
That's not what I meant.
No, but since the miscarriage, it's stupid. I don't feel any kind of buzz.
You won't, Tom. Not at the moment.
I'm not sure I ever will.
It's hard to imagine now, but that'll change.
I don't think so, Dad. Up to a couple of weeks ago, no matter what happened, however difficult things got, I always trusted the future to be better than the past. But that isn't true, is it?
Oh, Tom.
As for enthusiasm, well, that's all gone. No, I'm sorry, Dad. I can't fake it. First thing tomorrow, I'm phoning the Nuffield. I'm not going to Brazil.
The workmen have only just stopped for lunch.
Oh, I don't envy you, Alistair. I know from Grey Gables, living through refurbishment can be very wearing.
Yes, but it needs to be done.
Oh, yes, yes. Anisha's quite right about that. Reception is the first point of contact with your clients, after all.
We both agreed changes were necessary, Linda.
And it's not just in here, is it?
Oh, no. All the rooms are being renovated. If you want to pop your card in.
Right.
There's still this and the consulting suite to do. Mm-hmm. But work's finished on the anaesthesia room, so if you ever have to bring Constanza or Salieri...
Oh, I do hope not.
Can you put your number
they
in?
They find routine dental work upsetting enough.
Nevertheless, have you ever considered a healthcare plan for the llamas?
Oh, no. That doesn't appeal at all.
You can take your card now.
Those things are usually dreadfully overpriced, aren't they?
We try to be competitive. Anisha thinks monthly prepayments help avoid costly one-off bills. I can give you a leaflet.
Not at the moment, thank you, Alistair. I am in something of a hurry.
Oh, well. They're on the counter, if you ever change your mind. Here's your receipt.
Thank you.
Hello, Linda. Are Salieri's gums playing up again?
No, not at all, Shula. I'm simply settling my debts for your husband's last call-out.
Ah.
And admiring the redecoration Anisha's putting in place.
We did plan it together.
I'm sure when it's finished, the ambiance here will be much less oppressive.
Oppressive?
But I must go. I need to be in work a little earlier.
That's keen.
I'm hoping to have a quiet chat with someone before duty takes over.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in, Linda.
Well, I just wanted to put us straight. Bye, Shula.
Bye.
Is it about the vaccinations?
Yes, I've emailed you the list.
I haven't had a chance to have a look at it yet.
I was wondering when you'd be able to make a start.
Can you give me an hour?
Oh, yeah, I'm not rushing you. You're not going to Loxley Norton?
No, Anisha's dealing with the RAM.
Oh.
Though she fired another half dozen new ideas at me before she left.
I'm not buying anything, Jim.
Do you want your mother? I'll call her through from the stockroom.
No, it's you I've come to see.
Is it? What can I do for you, Emma?
I want to pick your brains.
Oh, you've seen a bird you can't identify?
No, it's not that. It's about food. Putting a meal together.
You've come to the wrong person, I'm afraid. I'm not a chef, but I am rather partial to good food.
Right. And you know about poetry and books, don't you?
Well, so do a lot of other people.
Yeah, but you've been invited to Jennifer's party on Friday.
To accompany the mayor, apparently.
Yeah, that's why I thought you'd be the right person to ask. Me and Fallon are doing the catering, and Jennifer wants it to be about land, because of Brian buying another great lump of it. It's the worst idea we've ever been given.
Not immediately promising, I agree.
We've been thinking maybe a shepherd's pie, or Eddie's offered to get some rabbit, but it's all too bitty. Usually, we try to create a look and style that runs through every course.
Ab ovo usque ad mala. From egg to apples. From the beginning to the end of a meal.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Well, like if it's someone's birthday, we find out what they're interested in. Yeah, we did that for a Felpisham City fan last year. Dressed the table in team colours, divided the meal into two halves with extra time, and finished with an ice cream bomb that looked just like a football.
Very impressive.
It got a big round of applause.
Ah, something's scratching away at the back of my mind.
What?
I'm not quite there yet.
Oh.
I have a feeling dipping into Graves may be helpful.
Dipping into Graves?
Robert Graves, poet, novelist and classicist.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he's not to hand among the tin soups and football stickers, but my shift finishes soon. Would you be able to come to Greenacres later?
Kirsty.
Hello, Linda.
How nice to have you back.
Thanks.
How are you?
Oh, busy.
It's not been too much, your first day's work.
No, not at all.
Only it's very important to pace yourself.
Have you finished for the day?
Ah, quite the opposite. I'm just about to start.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to call in and see how you're getting on first.
Good, thanks. At least I will be when I find the spare membership packs.
Oh, typical. You only have to be off for 5 minutes and everything's been switched round.
Then I need to check the sanitizers in the changing rooms and schedule some gym maintenance, so if you don't mind.
Oh, before you see to the sanitizers, Kirsty.
What?
Well, it's almost 1 o'clock. I noticed the wet towels haven't been put out for collection.
Oh, damn, I'm an idiot.
No, you're not.
I knew there was something.
Oh, well, it's so easy to forget. Would you like me to help?
No thanks, Linda. I'll see to it myself.
He's not as nervy as he was in the autumn.
He must be getting used to it, aren't you, boy?
Here we go. Did you have a look at the website?
For Anisha's old practice, yes.
What did you think?
Honestly? Oh, good boy.
Did you like it?
Oh, it's attractive. Well laid out, informative, up to date.
Yes, all right, thank you. It is quite good.
You've got to admit it's better than your current one.
Yeah, that's you finished, Marco.
Oh, well done, boy. Waste box is behind you.
Mm. I know you think mine looks slightly old-fashioned compared to the stable site.
Prehistoric, Dan called it last time he was here.
Did he?
Yeah. So what are you going to do about it?
We've agreed to have it completely redesigned.
Excellent. Yes, you can get to your hay net, Marco.
Anisha's going to talk to a couple of guys in Borchester, Gav and Dieter, high-powered web designers.
That's what you need.
Yeah, they won't come cheap. And she says I've got to post much more regularly on Facebook and Twitter.
I've been telling you that for ages.
Then, of course, there's the open day once the refurbishment's finished.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And Anisha giving a talk on laminitis, very savvy.
Yeah, she thought that'd be a good way to focus attention on the open day and draw in horse owners.
Just the right time if you're doing it before Easter. All that lush new pasture causing problems.
Haven't I got another one to do?
Yeah, Sintra was supposed to be getting her flu and tetanus.
What's happened?
Lillian still hasn't brought her back.
Oh.
I hadn't planned on anyone riding Sintra before her jab, but when she turned up, she was very keen to go out. It was only meant to be a short hack.
Well, I can always see to her later.
I got the impression Lillian's trying to stay away from Home Farm as much as possible at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. She and Jennifer don't seem to be on the best of terms.
Hmm. Why not?
I'm not sure. Something to do with the party on Friday. Hmm. It sounds as though Jennifer's getting into quite a state about it.
So come through, Emma. Just be careful.
Oh,
Jazza's work bag.
Oh, it's my fault. I should have looked where I was going.
He dumped it on the floor before running off to collect the milk money.
Oh, it's all right. I didn't hurt my ankle much.
You're sure?
Yeah.
I refuse to move it on principle. I'm not his skivvy. Besides... Ooh.
Does he keep his overalls in there?
He does. No one will want to mess with those. Let's sit down.
Oh, thanks. Well, you have been busy, haven't you?
Yes. As I've been saying, Graves didn't take me very far.
Well, yeah, but you've done some more research.
Indeed. He reminded me that the king of the gods, Zeus, was partly raised by the goat nymph Amalthea.
Right.
She nourished him as a baby. So, when he accidentally broke off one of her horns, it was given the power to provide unending nourishment. I've a print somewhere.
I don't quite see how a goat's horn helps.
There we are. A cornucopia. The horn of plenty.
Oh, yeah, with all the grapes and pumpkins spilling out.
Used to symbolise harvest and the products of rich, fertile land ever since. Which, I suspect, is what Jennifer was blundering towards. Growth and fecundity.
Yeah, I tell you what, for canapes, we could bake savoury little cornucopias.
A cornucopiae.
And sweet ones for dessert, like cream horns, or fill them with custard.
Or you don't have to be tied to one shape.
Oh, no, but it's a good starting point, isn't it? You could fold the serviettes like that and all.
You might be able to.
And use the harvest idea as well. Breads, meats and cheeses, spilling out your baskets, the fruits of the land.
Something for every course.
What did she say in the shop? From eggs to what's it?
That was Horace, the Roman poet, quoting a common phrase of the time. From egg to apples.
That's it. Savoury horns and little quiches, that's the eggs to start with.
Huh?
Puff pastry for the cream horns. Apple cakes for dessert. Something gamey for mains. Maybe Eddie's right about rabbit. That comes out the land. Rabbit pie with like a little corn dolly design on the crust. Oh, there's loads of things once you start thinking.
Do you want something to write it all down on?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm going to go and see Fallon. She will love this. You are brilliant, Jim.
Well, I'm glad to have been of some small help.
Oh, more than that, you've just saved our lives. Thank you so much.
Pure self-interest, Emma. I shall be eating the results on Friday.
I'll make sure you get the best. You're a total star. Now, I'll get going.
Yes, do watch for... Oh. Jazza's work bag.
May I join you, Kirsty?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I almost didn't see you tucked away by yourself in the corner.
I was checking my messages.
Oh. What time do you finish?
Not till 4.
Oh, I'm on till 8. Thank heavens for 10 minutes in the quiet oasis of the staff room. I saw you managed to get the tiles out in time for collection.
Oh, yeah, thanks for that, Linda.
Oh, it could have happened to anyone. Must be hard having to focus on such mundane matters.
No, not at all.
Well, I suppose in some ways work provides a welcome distraction.
I don't need a distraction. I've enjoyed being back.
That's good.
Time off's given me a fresh eye. There's a few things we should be doing better in the health club.
Oh, a lot of people say it's the best-run part of Grey Gables.
No. When you stand back, you can see we've become complacent. Like the hand sanitizers in the loos and changing rooms. Some of them are really awkwardly placed, don't you think?
Perhaps, but you don't have to worry about that today.
They're difficult to access, hard to refill. I've emailed Kathy with suggestions for moving 3 of them.
That's very conscientious.
And I've told her the way we provide towels, putting out a mountain of them for members, it only encourages wastefulness.
Possibly.
It creates unnecessary work and pushes up the laundry bill. I might text Caroline about that. I'm going to stay on at the end of the shift, have a good, hard look at all our systems.
Kirsty, your enthusiasm is commendable, but you mustn't push yourself too hard.
It's no effort.
Your first priority shouldn't be Grey Gables. You need to take care of yourself.
Linda, I'm fine.
You must give yourself permission to grieve. What happened was a very sad event.
It wasn't a... sad event. It was a miscarriage. Why doesn't anyone use the word? Ian won't say it. Yaz can't.
I'm sorry if I've offended you, Kirsty.
It's like everyone thinks I should be ashamed of losing the baby.
No.
It happened. It was awful. But I have grieved. So I wish everyone would stop treating me like I'm made of glass.
It's only because we're concerned.
You've no need to be. I've dealt with it. Now I just want to get on with my job and the rest of my life, if that's all right with everyone else.
Take a look. It's awesome.
In a second, Josh. I'm going to get this one settled.
Is she a triplet?
Yeah, and her mum's really struggling with the first two, so...
She'll be all right.
Well, she will if the foster mum calms down.
It always takes time. Here, have a look, Dad.
It's better not be cats blowing out candles or something stupid like that.
Ambridge Farm Machinery has just gone live.
Oh, you got your website up and running.
As of about 10 minutes ago.
Very good.
It would have been sooner, but we weren't sure about next spring's silage trailer till after lunch.
The home farm spare?
Yep, one of the three ploughs we're selling. We've got all sorts.
A baler, two trailers. Is that next?
Yeah, it's a decent piece of kit.
Not bad.
Want me to get in touch with them about it?
No, thank you.
When we've got more stuff, we'll break it into categories. Cultivators, ploughs, drills, whatever.
Well, this is all right for now. Items wanted.
Yeah, we've got to keep fresh stock coming in.
Right. Any responses yet?
In 10 minutes?
yes, sir. Sorry. It would be a bit quick. Yeah. Nice work, Josh.
Rex helped me with the layout.
Right. Well, while you're waiting for replies, how about doing some real hands-on farming? There's quite a few in here need docking and tagging.
I can't, Dad. Not now.
Why not?
I've got to get back to someone about a tanker. Chase up a quad, see to the hens... Get word out about the site.
Josh, I was relying on you. Lily's here for some driving practice any minute.
Can't you drag Ben away from his laptop?
What, for docking and tagging on his own?
Him and Naz are only working their way through The Fast and the Furious. They weren't interested in grand, soppy old films.
It needs someone with experience.
Sorry.
Oh, well, if you can't cover now, I definitely want you in here later.
Okay. Oh, but can't someone else do it? Mum or Pip?
They're busy with calming.
Didn't you say Eddie's coming over?
Not to work, he's rabbiting.
Oh, which burrow?
Eddie!
Oh, hello.
Eddie, I've got a very substantial bone to pick with you.
Good afternoon, Linda.
Even by your standards, this is a new low.
Any chance of being quiet?
What?
You'll scare the rabbits. The bank's honeycombed with tunnels.
I'm not concerned with rabbits at the moment.
I am. I'm sending Hercules and Adele down tomorrow. That's why I'm clearing brambles.
Really? I presume the ferrets are going in to collect rent.
Eh?
Now you've entered the bed and breakfast market.
Oh.
Joe filching leaflets wasn't enough, was it? You were actually after my guests.
No.
Oh, no. There's no use denying it, Eddie. I know Jeremy and Lisa Hotham are staying at Grange Farm.
Oh, yes, I think that's their names.
Together with Archie?
Oh, he's a grumpy little mutt.
He seemed perfectly friendly when I met him with his owners just now.
You ran into the Hothams, did you?
By Hayden Brook. When I saw they had a miniature schnauzer, I thought, what a coincidence. We've just had guests with a schnauzer cancel.
No.
Yes. Within a minute of talking, I realised they were the very same people.
Never.
Pirated from Ambridge Hall by the shoddy promise of a cheaper deal.
Oh, I had no idea they were meant to be going to you.
Oh, didn't you?
Of course not.
Well, you may have got away with it once, Eddie. But I know how to ensure it never happens again.
There you go, Kirsty.
What on earth?
Oh, it's nothing special, just a box of chamomile tea, coconut biscuits, some yoghurt. Yeah, that's about it.
No pancakes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what day it is.
Do I look like I need a food parcel, Tom?
No, but, you know, when you texted to say hi last night, what time was it, about 2?
Something like that.
Still not sleeping?
I wasn't having a great night.
That made me think of chamomile tea. The rest's just an afterthought.
Oh, it's a nice idea. And Royal Wolf down the biscuits. But I'm okay.
I know.
Especially now I'm back at work.
How's it going?
Better than I expected. Everything's starting to feel more normal again.
Good.
So you don't have to worry about me. Or bring me biscuits.
Well, to be honest, I did have another reason for coming over.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've made a big decision this week, and you're probably the only person who'll understand why.
By all means, get in touch with Oliver and Caroline. Tell them we occasionally have guests at Grange Farm.
Well, there's no point if they already know.
You wouldn't have done it without asking them first.
Hmm.
I promise Oliver gave it his blessing.
Well, I suppose it means you have to keep the house in good order.
He couldn't see nothing wrong with it. It's only once in a while. The Hoglums are off tomorrow.
You've no more guests after that?
No, not till Saturday.
Saturday? You're busier than we are.
Clary says they sound a very nice couple, Mr. and Mrs. De Freitas.
At the very least, Eddie, you could have told us your plans when you came over to inspect our guttering.
It wasn't definite then.
Well, I suppose there's no more to be said.
No, and try not to stamp too heavy as you go, eh?
Oh, blimey.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not going past your blessed rabbits. I'm taking the gate into the road.
Josh, don't come right up.
What?
You'll shake up the berry.
What did you say?
Oh, never mind. Bye, Linda. If we ever have to turn guests away, I'll send them to you.
Have I interrupted something?
No.
What does she want?
Same as always, to make a nuisance of herself, and you're no better.
Eh?
Making such a racket. There won't be any rabbits left to catch tomorrow.
Sorry.
They'll have cleared off to Watership Down for some peace and quiet.
I was hoping you can do me a favour, Eddie.
Oh, well, you haven't started very well.
I have a bag full of flyers for Ambridge Farm Machinery. I picked them up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
What are the chances of leaving a stack in Borchester Market next time you're working there?
Oh, I can put a few in the calf, I suppose.
Oh, that'll be good.
Maybe some in the payment office and all.
Oh, cheers, Eddie.
As long as my manager don't mind, I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, shall I leave them with you, then?
Yes, that's fine.
OK, and if anyone at the market wants to sell kit on, you will recommend us, won't you?
I don't know about that. I've enough to do bringing stock in and out of the ring.
Oh, there's always time for a chat.
Sometimes there is. Sometimes there isn't. Depends what reason I've got to start advertising Ambridge Farm Machinery.
Whoa, someone's giving it some beans.
Oh, goodness! You idiots! What are you playing at? Oh.
Oh, Lord, we're so sorry, Linda.
You almost flattened me.
Stay there, Lily. I'll deal with this.
You missed me by inches.
I am so, so sorry. Are you all right?
Just about. No thanks to you or Lily.
It was entirely our fault.
She doesn't need L-plate. She needs an air raid siren clearing the roads ahead of her.
She had to pull round a badly parked van back then.
Oh, that's Eddie's.
And then she oversteered and went into the corner too tight.
And far too fast.
Yes, yes. I should have slowed her down.
Well, I intend to make that plain to her, David.
Can you give her a second, Linda? She's in as much shock as you are.
She shouldn't be driving if she can't take responsibility.
No, I know, and you can tell her that in a second, but perhaps, you know, just calm down first. The poor girl's in quite a state.
Oh, it's not just Lily. There's a plague of bad driving in the village. You know someone was nearly knocked down outside the village hall last week?
Yes.
And now I've had a narrow escape. How is Lily going to learn if everyone else breaks the rules?
No, quite.
Enough is enough, David. It's time something was done.
It can't have been serious. I can't see anything.
Well, as long as they didn't clip my van.
No.
You still haven't said why I should bother recommending you, Josh.
Yes, I have.
That was it. If someone uses your website because I said you're good, you'll buy me a drink.
If it leads to a sale.
That's not much of an incentive.
What's wrong with it?
Second-hand kit can fetch thousands.
It depends what it is. And my business, we're only the middleman. We're on a small commission.
Yeah, you're still talking hundreds on a plough or a tractor.
If we earn that through you, I'll buy you a big drink.
Ah. How big's a big drink?
It depends. The size of sale. How much is down to your recommendation?
But we ain't just talking the odd pint.
Oh, no, no. If we do well out of it, we're talking expensive bottles.
Of what?
Whatever you like. Wine, whiskey. It's up to you.
Not titchy little miniatures. Proper big bottles.
Substantial bottles.
Including vintage wine.
If it's a big enough sale.
Clary loves a good Merlot.
Find me the right customers. She'll have as much as she likes.
Right. It's a deal. Shake on it.
Great.
It's nice doing business with someone who speaks the same language.
Apart from nearly forgetting to put the dirty towels out yesterday, it's going well.
Good.
I'm still getting some looks. Like everyone's afraid I'm going to burst into tears any minute. Hope that's strong enough.
Cheers.
Some more milk on the side if you want.
No, it looks great.
So basically, I'm fine. It's you with the problems.
Well, it's been a rough couple of days. Sleeping on the sofa doesn't help.
Why don't you go to bed?
Oh, I can't sleep there. I need a TV droning on in the background before I have any chance of dropping off.
I listen to my music.
Oh, I tried that. Didn't work for me.
And that's why I don't think you should have cancelled. Oh,
come on, Kirsty. I simply couldn't face going to Brasilia.
I get it would have been a real effort. But once you were there...
I'd have to spend all my time talking about babies and baby food.
Yeah. Well, that would be tough.
There's no way I could do it.
But if you'd gone and, I don't know, chosen something else to develop on the farm. It's only the start of your scholarship.
Well, that's what the woman at the Nuffield said when I cancelled. In fact, I said I want to drop out altogether.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's such a brilliant opportunity. For you. And the whole of Bridge Farm.
It doesn't feel like that anymore.
It'd be a total waste if you gave up, Tom.
Oh, she wouldn't let me. I mean, she encouraged me to give it more thought before I made a final decision.
Oh, good for her.
But now I'm not going to the conference. I can't see any reason to do any of it.
What?
Don't you feel the same? What's the point of having plans?
The miscarriage was awful, Tom, but now you're making it worse.
How?
It's like I haven't just been through something dreadful myself. I'm making you suffer as well.
No, that's
if
not...
I hadn't miscarried, you'd go to Brazil, right?
Probably.
You would.
I don't know. You being pregnant changed everything. I might have decided against the scholarship, so I was more available.
I didn't want that, Tom.
I know.
And I don't now. If you give up, it'll feel like it's all down to me.
It's not. This is my choice.
You're not thinking straight.
I am.
That's why I went back to work. To stop myself brooding.
I'm not brooding.
Keeping busy is really helping me. I bet if you went to Brazil and met loads of other farmers, it would get you thinking instead of moping.
Well, it's too late now.
You know what I reckon?
What?
Talk to the Nuffield again. Tell them what's going on.
I have done.
Say you still want to do the scholarship, but you want to come up with another proposal.
No.
Why not?
Because I can't.
Oh, Tom.
I'd only be wasting their time and mine. I've made my decision, Kirsty, and that door is definitely closed.
You haven't told anyone, Anisha?
About tonight? Oh, of course not.
I know it seems silly.
No, it doesn't.
I'd rather we kept this to ourselves for a while.
Don't worry. It'd be even more embarrassing for me if it becomes public.
Would it?
I dread running into anyone I know, Rex.
Oh.
I don't know how I'd explain it. Most folk don't see me as that kind of girl.
Well, at least we're well out of Ambridge.
All the same, if anyone spots me with you...
I know.
The sooner we're undercover, the better.
We're suggesting three options for mains, Jennifer. Rabbit pie.
Shepherd's pie.
Or creamy leek and mushroom pie for the veggies. Presented as individual portions in ramekins.
Oh, yeah. So it's better like that.
I've done a quick sketch of what the crusts will look like.
Oh, that's quite attractive, Fallon.
We've sourced a little wheat sheaf pastry cutter, so it'll be easy enough to decorate them.
That won't work with the shepherd's pies, though, will it?
Oh, Emma's come up with something for those.
Uh-huh.
Other side.
Right.
It's very simple.
Oh, is that rosemary?
Yeah, a sprig in each of the shepherds, coming out of the mash like a tree growing out of the earth.
A very tiny tree.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I rather like that.
Choice of accompanying veg as per the outline I gave you.
Yeah. Oh, well, that seems a reasonable selection.
We're offering slightly more root vegetables than usual. To demonstrate land isn't just what's on the surface, there's life underneath growing in the soil.
Which is why you're using rabbit in some of the pies and canapés.
Yeah. So, any first impressions?
Oh, well, I was starting to worry when I didn't hear much back from you and Emma, but actually I'm quite impressed.
Great.
At least with the main courses and your ideas for table dressing. Mm. I am not quite so sure about some of the canapés and desserts, though.
Well, that's why I brought the samples over. You haven't touched them yet.
I notice you're echoing the same design in both courses.
The cornucopia?
Oh, of course. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, the horn of plenty.
Fruits of the forest and flaked almonds spilling out of the cream horns to symbolise the riches of the land.
Yes, I can see that. But what is it?
goat's cheese in some of those savoury ones?
Yeah, goat's cheese and caramelised onion. Oh. It's like a reference to Zeus. Breaking a horn off a goat, which then kept filling with food.
Oh, yes.
We're showing how the land keeps giving nourishment year after year.
Oh, what a clever idea.
Well, that's thanks to you, really, Jennifer. You certainly got us thinking. We've been looking online, asking friends, digging out vintage recipe books.
Oh, well, it's been worth it. You seem to have brought the idea of land into every aspect of the meal.
We were determined to do that. Look, me and Emma kept saying it's got to be there in every course, from egg to apples.
Egg to apples?
Yeah, that's another historical thing that we picked up. The Romans started important meals with eggs. That's why we've got quiche bites, as well as the goat's cheese horns.
I was going to ask about the quiches.
They're finished with fruit and apples. Uh-huh. And we've got mini apple tarts as an alternative to cream horns.
Yes, I see.
If you don't like it, I suppose we could still change the menu if you feel like this is all a bit show-offy.
No, not at all, Fallon.
I'm coming in off my short run.
Whatever.
Do you want to try loosening your shoulders a bit?
Just get on and bowl, Rex. Yay! Fetch that!
It would have gone straight to the slips.
I made good contact. It would have gone all the way to the boundary.
Snaffled at first slip. You'd be on your way back to the pavilion by now.
Stop being so picky.
You talked about your dad and uncle enough. Did they never discuss head position at the crease?
Uncle Ravi was always too busy yelling at me to get my foot to the pitch of the ball.
You'd find batting a lot easier if you have your eyes level.
Rex, it's embarrassing enough being the only woman in the nets without you lecturing me as well.
Sorry. To be fair, you have played a couple of decent strokes.
Don't patronise me. I told you I'm no batter.
I've seen worse. Men and women.
I'm like my dad. Not much good at scoring runs, but when it comes to bowling off spin.
Ow. Try to get your foot behind the ball next time. Make a total barrier.
Thank you, Rex.
That wasn't a bad delivery. Had some decent revs on it.
I'm still warming up. I haven't even had a knockabout for about 10 years.
Keep them coming. Now, do you see how I've got my head right round?
And your mouth constantly open.
Whoa! Did you mean to do that?
Come back from leg to clip the off stump? No, I thought I was at home making jam.
That was a very decent delivery.
I had to manage one sometime.
Oh, you should have warned me you can bowl a doosra.
Sri Lankan family, the home of its greatest ever exponent.
Steady. Now, I'm not saying you're right up there with Murali.
Neither am I. I'm amazed it actually worked for once.
Your dad and uncle obviously passed some skills onto you.
They tried, anyway. Did anyone ever explain batting to you, Rex? I hear you're supposed to stop the ball hitting the wicket.
We'll bake everything fresh at the tea room. All we'll need here is somewhere to keep it warm.
Well, you're familiar with our ovens by now, aren't you, Fran?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you will be here in plenty of time to dress the dining room.
Yep, we'll close the tea room early.
We're expecting guests from 7 o'clock onwards.
Don't worry. We'll make sure it's already on time.
I have every confidence you will, Fran.
Right then.
You did make a note about the mare.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you told me. Though I've never heard of an allergy to broccoli before.
Rachel's PA says it's surprisingly common.
Huh. Did you get to your mother's, Jane?
I will make sure there's no cross-contamination with the other veg.
Yeah, please.
Mm. Peggy was very keen to get to the Ash Wednesday service.
Yes, I took her.
Oh, hello, Father.
Evening, Brian.
Have you managed to put Jenny's mind at rest?
We've had a very productive meeting.
Well, that's a relief. Been a white-knuckle ride this week.
Oh, darling.
Will our guest starve? Is Rachel Pilkington going to swell up like a balloon if she nibbles a piece of lettuce?
Broccoli. And we've covered everything.
Those samples?
Yeah, I brought one or two pieces over. See what you think.
They smell delicious. Any chance of me trying them out?
Pity the bar's not done up as smartly as the rest of the centre.
Oh, we can go somewhere else if you like. Have another?
I haven't got time.
Oh.
I need to prepare for a meeting tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I'm meeting Sal Blake down for lunch. She runs a stud farm in Brampton.
I don't know it, I'm afraid. I'm not very horsey.
Mm.
She's a big noise locally, and where she leads, others follow.
Ah.
And I've heard a whisper she's unhappy with her current practice.
So you're hoping to move in?
I don't know what chance we've got, but I've committed us to so much spending. I need to find us new clients before Alistair starts panicking.
Why, is he getting worried?
He's been very supportive up till now, but I've got to justify the changes I've pushed through. We're holding an open day just before Easter.
To bring new clients in?
I hope so.
Hmm.
I've even volunteered to give a talk so local horse owners can get to know who I am.
I can think of another way to get yourself known.
Well, there are plenty of ways, Rex. Most of them not very advisable.
You could put yourself forward for the cricket team.
Are you serious? After telling me I don't know which end of a bat to hold.
I didn't say that.
As good as.
You've got real potential as a bowler. And Molly Button signed up as well.
Well, she signed up to nothing. Well, you said the vote went against women joining last week.
But if Harrison knows that you, Molly and Lily Parges are interested, he'll ask the members to take another look.
Is Lily a cricketer?
I'm not sure. I think her brother might have goaded her into it. Maybe they both played at the cathedral school.
Do you honestly think I've got a chance?
If you get your line more consistent and you do through working, yeah, I do. With practice.
Well, I don't mind putting the hours in. It'd be a reason to leave work at a sensible time occasionally.
So I can tell Harrison you're up for it?
Mm. Go on. Uncle Ravi will be proud.
as long as you don't let on to anyone in the village yet, especially Alistair, you'd have to tell the whole team.
Rex, you spelled that out the minute I picked you up this evening. Tonight has never happened.
Ready? That's very quick, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't up for sale much more than the day. I mean, Adam's pleased.
But you're not.
Yeah, all very well saying we've still got another plough, but if no-till doesn't work out, we might be glad of a spare as well.
It's an encouraging start for Josh.
Mm. God, that's a delicious time.
Hmm? Not so delicious you've actually finished it, though.
Well, it was rather a large helping.
It's nothing to do with it. It's because you made such a pig of yourself with Fallon's canapés.
Might have been rude not to try them, darling.
Oh, you wolfed them down like you hadn't been fed in a month.
Lillian had more than I did.
That's no defence. It's none of her business.
She wants to know what she'll be missing on Friday.
She was making a point, Brian. Still trying to persuade me to let her come to the party. Oh, so tedious.
So she hasn't made any alternative arrangements?
No, she hasn't. Although I've suggested plenty of other things she could do.
I bet you have.
For a start, there's a special screening at the Classic, Now Voyager.
Oh, that ghastly old weepy.
Oh, it was one of Lillian's favourites. Very moving film.
It'd have moved me right out of the cinema.
She won't hear of going. Just gave me that horribly offended look and spent the rest of the afternoon sulking.
I suppose that's inevitable, Jenny.
Well, do you blame me?
No, not at all. No. I'm as revolted by her behaviour as you are.
Honestly, I shudder every time I pass her bedroom.
Please don't make us relive the horror again.
Quite apart from sparing us embarrassment, I'm amazed she can't see how painful it would be for her seeing Justin and Miranda glued together all evening.
I agree. Although...
What?
There is one major downside to not letting her come to the party.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Well, I was thinking about it earlier. What are other people going to say if she's not here?
Oh, doubt they'll even notice.
Oh, they will, Jenny. Lillian lives with us. She's Justin's social secretary. Why make herself scarce the moment his wife appears?
Oh.
That'll give them something to talk about, all right.
You're not saying we should let her come after all.
Well...
Brian, the mayor of Felpersham's going to be here.
I know, but I'm worried that instead of avoiding scandal, we'll only create one by keeping her away.
You honestly think so?
We might as well put up a banner. Justin and Lillian are at it like knives.
Oh, there's no need to be so crude.
And besides, you know your sister. Even if you do ban her, we can't put up barbed wire to keep her out.
Yeah. It'd be just like her to turn up anyway, after a few too many drinks at the ball.
Absolutely. Whereas if you invite her, but spell it out, she's got to be on her absolute best behaviour. She's much more likely to play the game.
She'll be so pleased with herself if I back down. She'll think she's worn me into submission.
Well, I don't think you have any choice.
You're probably right, darling.
I'm afraid I am.
I'll go and see her now and get it over with.
Sure it's for the best.
Are you? You really think we can actually trust her?
Josh? Hmm? Can you cut the bale open before the ewes mug both of us?
Sure, Dad. In a minute. Mum, hang on.
What?
Mum, I've got something to show you. This is brilliant.
You'll have to be quick. I'm taking over from Pip in the carving shed.
It won't take a second. Once I'm over...
I'll see to the ewes myself, shall I?
Cheers, Dad. Oh. Take a look at this.
Your website again?
Yep. You know Adam sold his plough through us.
Yeah.
Now we're letting the world know. If we scroll down... There we are.
Ooh, nice.
Ambridge Farm Machinery's first ever sold sign. I only had time to put it up this morning.
It's great.
I can't stop looking at it.
It is only a beginning, Josh.
The first sale's the most important. It shows we can deliver. Plus, we start making some money.
That's true.
Oh! Dad, are you all right carrying on by yourself?
Not much choice.
I've got to see Rex. Cheers.
Bye, Josh.
Honestly. Can you believe that boy?
It's only natural he's excited.
Well, I wish he was more excited about lambing instead of disappearing all the time.
He's got a lot to do.
I've had to ask Eddie to cover another stint this evening, because Josh is off again seeing about a baler.
You weren't always a saint about lambing when you were young.
Excuse me, I did my fair share.
Jackie Woodstock?
I do wish Mum wouldn't keep bringing that story up.
She says you were very easily distracted in those days.
Yeah, well, it was only Brian Sheep I was looking after
then. I'm sure he didn't see it that way.
No, he didn't. But you'd think Josh would be more interested in our own flock. That's for Ben.
Typical teenagers, that's all.
Yeah, well, you know, they could learn a thing or two from Lily. You know what she's done?
Only what you told me. Nearly ran over Linda.
No, since then. Lily sent her a beautiful bowl of narcissi as an apology.
That's thoughtful.
Yeah, Linda was delighted, although she's still got her hackles up about speeding in the village.
If you come to collect eggs, you're too late, Josh.
How have we done this morning?
Oh, see for yourself.
Wow, it's starting to pick up.
Yeah, just about enough extra to sell to Fallon. She's got a big event tomorrow.
It gets better as the days grow longer. And there's more good news, Rex.
Ooh. What's that?
I've done the maths.
Oh, okay.
Remember, Adam's only paying 10% as a one-off.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm still going to give you what we agreed.
150?
Yep. As long as you keep to your side. About an hour a day promoting Ambridge Farm Machinery across all platforms.
Oh, I'm happy to do that. And take photos of new machines if you can't get on site.
Then the money's as good as in your pocket.
Except it isn't.
It will be, as soon as we get the commission.
How long is that going to take?
Only a few days, I reckon.
I'll be glad when it comes through.
Cash a bit tight, is it?
You know how it is. You always have to juggle a few things to keep your head above water.
Well, once this business really takes off, you'll be able to forget all about juggling.
If and when that ever happens.
I admit we've got a way to go yet, but now we've actually sold something. Even my parents are starting to take it seriously.
I think she's in here, Tom.
Thanks.
Shh, 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 shh. Oh, have you had to tube her?
First one this week. We've not seen her suckle much. She needs the colostrum.
Sorry, I should have rung instead of just dropping in.
It doesn't matter, Tom. She's nearly finished.
I'll leave you to it.
Oh, thanks, David.
Good girl. That's it.
She looks sturdy enough.
She should be now.
I'm hoping you can put me in touch with someone, Ruth.
Who's that?
I can't remember the name. Someone in Darrington who grows red Russian kale.
Oh, yeah.
Our veg boxes are getting very samey at the moment. We want to liven them up for next week.
I know who you mean. I've got the details somewhere on my phone.
Yeah, you mentioned him sometime before Christmas.
That's right. I'm impressed you're worrying about veg boxes when you're off to Brazil tomorrow.
Ah, but that's not happening anymore.
The stables in Ambridge, please. Not far past the green.
I know where the stables are, Anisha.
Rex? What are you doing?
Not stalking you, in case you're worried.
You're driving a taxi.
Yeah, is that a problem? I can see if someone else is available.
Don't be silly. I'm surprised, that's all.
Yeah, I knew I was picking up a Jaya Cody, so I had a fair idea it was you. All right back there?
Yes. I don't usually run around in taxis, but I knew it'd be a long lunch.
Was this your meeting with the horsewoman? Yeah, how'd it go?
Well, it didn't get off to a great start. She was quite snappy when I got there, but she was the same with the waiter and the barman, so I guess it wasn't just me.
Ah. Is she interested in changing vets?
I'm not sure. Sal's pretty hard to read. She said she'd get back to me.
You can but hope.
Hey, listen, Rex. I may have had a couple of glasses of Chardonnay with my meal, but I'm sure it hasn't affected my memory.
Hmm?
All the times we've been running together. How come you've never mentioned you're a taxi driver?
Because you never asked.
Well, Mum and Dad have been very good about it. Though it's obvious they'd rather I went.
Did you discuss it with them before you decided?
Yeah. Well, I talked it through with Dad. Actually, that helped me make my mind up.
How did the Nuffield react?
They were really sympathetic. Once they realised I wasn't just messing them around.
They understood what you've been through?
Yeah. I told them everything. I did feel bad, though.
It's not your fault, Tom.
Not about backing out. But leaving it so late. It was pretty obvious no one else would be able to go in my place now, which is a real waste.
You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, well, I can't help it.
How's Kirsty? I've been wondering when to go and see her.
Oh, any time. I'm sure she'd like that.
It'll be so hard for her.
Yeah. Given what she's gone through, physically and mentally, she's incredible. I feel so ashamed that I'm the one who's a mess.
No.
I am, Ruth. So angry. I was going to be a father. And now I'm not. Sorry, you don't need to hear this.
It's okay.
Once I start sleeping properly, I expect I'll get over it.
No, you won't. You'll feel better, but you won't ever forget. Or get over it completely. I can tell you that from experience.
He's delighted when I told him.
I hope you weren't bigging me up too much.
Oh, I don't think so. I said your batting was pretty raw.
Rubbish might have been more honest.
You played a couple of reasonable shots.
A whole lot more that weren't. I hadn't realised how out of touch I was.
I mean, okay, you're only number 11 material as a batter, but you know, like Harrison said, Ambridge is desperately short of a decent spinner.
And I might do, well, till you find a proper one.
If you work at it, you could be a real asset to the team.
Apart from not being allowed to play.
Only at the moment.
Is it likely to change any time soon?
Well, now you, Lily and Molly are interested. Harrison wants to hold an EGM next Thursday to have another look at letting in women players.
Do you think anything will happen?
If the members have got any sense. Though that's not always a given in Ambridge.
No, you're a funny lot sometimes.
I'm not from the village.
Well, you fit right in, Rex. You've even got a chicken feather on the back of your collar.
Oh, I haven't, have I?
Afraid so.
Oh, I wish someone had said earlier.
Keep your hands on the wheel. I'll get it. At least it proves you're working. Now you've lost your allowance.
That's not fair, Anisha. I wish I'd never said anything.
Sorry.
You asked why I was driving taxis. I was only trying to explain.
I just never really saw you as an allowance kind of guy.
I'm not. That's the wrong word.
You used it.
Well, what Dad gave me was startup money, really. To help establish a new career after my injury.
Oh, look, I didn't mean to be rude.
No, I bet I'm not the only person who's ever had to fall back on their family in a crisis.
No, no, you're not.
We don't all have enough money to buy into a new practice.
I didn't either. So, you're right. I'm in no position to make fun of you.
Must have been awful for you.
It's still not easy to talk about.
No.
As soon as I heard what happened to Kirsty, poor girl, It all came back. I know how hard I took it. I wasn't as far along, Tom, not nearly. And I already had 3 children. So it wasn't everything.
Still very difficult.
Oh, yeah. David was just as upset. He'd been so excited about another child. That's why, seeing how upset you are, I had to say something.
Kirsty would be a great mum.
Yeah.
I love seeing her get used to the idea, you know. Such an idiot. I thought we were past the danger time. After the scans.
Your child becomes real?
Yeah. We were waiting for him. To become part of our lives.
And it was taken away.
Yeah. I thought it'd crush Kirsty, but
she's being so strong.
Something that helped me and David a little.
What's that?
The everyday stuff. You know, routine jobs, looking after livestock.
I hardly notice what I'm doing.
No, you won't, but it can help. If you just keep going, it stops you thinking, going over and over what's happened.
I think that's why Kirsty's gone back to work.
Is she ready for it?
Oh, yeah. She seems to be.
It will get easier, Tom. Eventually.
I went to see how she is. She started looking after me. She thinks going to Brazil would help. Make me think about other things.
But you weren't ready?
No. At least not when I phoned them. The trouble is... Oh, I wish I'd said it better.
What?
I tried to explain why I cancelled to Kirsty. It came out badly, like it was her fault for stopping me. That's not what I meant at all. It's my decision.
Is it still what you want?
I thought I'd worked it out. It's hard thinking straight at the moment.
It must be.
I'd hate her to think I blame the miscarriage for me losing out on everything.
You're only missing one conference.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've told the Nuffield so far.
Oh.
I haven't even said I want to change what I'm doing yet. I can't face thinking about baby foods.
No.
After the conference, everyone else will be up and running, and I'll be left behind. I might as well give the whole thing up.
Is that what you really want, Tom?
I don't know. I don't want to make Kirsty feel even worse.
You said the Nuffield haven't found a replacement for you.
No.
Well, if you're not sure, and you don't want to make Kirsty feel guilty, is it really too late to change your mind?
Don't answer it, Lillian. I think it's them, Miranda and Justin.
I'll let them in.
If you can, you know.
What, Jenny? Make myself scarce.
I thought you were finding more serving dishes for Fowler.
Yes, well, I was till you buttonholed me.
What's going on? We can't leave our guests just hanging around outside.
I was just about to open it, Brian. I wanted to steer Lillian away first.
Just relax. Good evening. Lovely to see you both.
Hello, Brian.
Come in, come in.
After you.
Oh, Miranda.
Jennifer.
Oh, I'm so glad you could make it.
Mm.
We thought you might be late, Justin, when you said you had a conference call.
Oh, that's done and dusted. Though whether it gets things moving any faster, Brian, is anybody's guess.
Justin, what do we say about tonight?
Yeah, no business chat, at least not in mixed company.
Quite right, too. Apologies, Miranda.
Brian, take their coats.
Oh, yes.
And then we'll go through. Have either of you met Rachel Pilkington before? Well, she's the current mayor of Felbersham. Oh. She's just arrived.
No, I can't imagine we have.
She's absolutely fascinating. Used to be a journalist, very well known in Borsetshire.
Let me take your coat.
Can it go on a padded hanger, Brian?
Certainly.
You can hang this any way you like.
She's interviewed some extraordinary people. I'm sure you'll be absolutely fascinated.
Yes, all right.
I'll tell you about the call later. I'd better follow the girls.
We're in here.
Yes, don't worry about it. I'll organise some drinks once I put the coats away. It won't be a moment.
Brian.
Oh, you made me jump.
Do you want to swap? You take the canapés in, I'll hang up the coats.
Why?
To stop Jenny giving me the evil eye if I get within pie-throwing distance of Justin.
All right. Can you find padded hangers or Miranda will file a complaint?
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Anyone feeling peckish?
That's probably for the best.
Do you think so, Robert?
Yeah, it's not as though Kirsty makes a habit of being rude to her co-workers.
First complaint I can ever remember about her.
Lucky Claudia came to you with it, Lindy.
I'm not surprised Kirsty was a little offhand. Our massage therapist can be quite abrupt sometimes.
And if you talked it through with Robbie...
Oh, yes. He's quite happy to keep it to ourselves for the moment.
Can't see any need to tell Cathy.
Well, that's what I thought. Oh, Jim, I need to talk to you about traffic.
Will it wait, Linda? Rachel has instructed me to fetch more wine.
Oh.
You mustn't keep the mayor waiting.
Indeed not. Excuse me. Jennifer, where will I find the Sancerre?
Oh, don't worry, Jim. I'll fetch you a fresh glass.
It's for Rachel, actually. She's making short work of everything put in her hand.
Has she tried one of our cornucopias?
Cornucopiae?
It was something of a late inspiration.
Oh, really?
Well, Fallon and Emma were struggling with the land theme until I guided them towards a classical spin for each course.
How enterprising of you.
From egg to apples was my guiding principle.
Ah.
That's Horace, I believe. Though, of course, you probably already know that.
It does ring a slight bell.
Oh, well, don't leave Rachel on her own any longer. Tell her that the Sancerre's on its way. Gillian,
what is it now?
When are the girls putting out the main course?
Well, how should I know?
Well, you seem to have spent a lot of time with them.
Well, only because you keep chasing me into the kitchen.
I thought you'd be more comfortable in there.
You'd be more comfortable, you mean? I'm ready to mingle.
Oh.
Look, calm down. I'll stay well away from Miranda and Justin.
Make sure you do.
I'll use the opposite corner for my Dance of the Seven Veils.
Oh, Lillian, after last week, that isn't funny.
Oh, this is brilliant of you, Helen.
Someone has to make sure you get to the airport without changing your mind again, Tom. Oh,
I'm so lucky the Nuffield agreed.
Yeah, well, they probably think you'll be less of a pest if you're out of the country.
I can't believe by tomorrow tea time I'll be in Brazil.
Well, who knows where your luggage will be?
Hmm?
Well, it's been such a mad dash, no one will be able to read the scrawl on your labels.
I see. Any food you like, as long as it's a pie.
Do we help ourselves?
It all looks very appetizing to me, Miranda.
Yes, it's completely informal. And have you spotted Jenny's clever land-based thing?
I'm glad one of us finds it appealing.
You choose a pie and some veg and then find somewhere to sit, in any room.
We haven't seen much of her this evening, have we?
Well, who do you mean?
The shepherd's pie looks least offensive. Your social secretary.
Oh,
I'd hardly know she was here.
Anyone need topping up?
Oh, I suppose she's been busy as a joint host. Mm-hmm. Can I have the green beans?
You should at least say hello to her.
Oh, we could do that later. Oh, thanks.
What about you, Robert?
All right. Now.
When you do, ask her if Damara's been invited to the local enterprise jolly in Darrington.
I thought we agreed, Miranda, no business talk. Other than complimenting Brian on his excellent acquisition, isn't that right?
Well, it's not just me buying the land, Justin. I can honestly say it's a family project. My children and grandchildren get far more benefit from it than Jenny or I will.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
I'm taking this through to the conservatory.
Yes, there's still plenty of room in there.
You stay if you want, Justin. Chat to whoever.
No, I'm coming with you. Excuse us.
Of course.
Brian!
You ready for topping up, Jim?
No, thank you. And I wouldn't encourage Rachel to have much more.
Perhaps not. She's got quite an argumentative side, hasn't she?
And a surprisingly broad vocabulary. What I did want to ask, the land purchase we're all celebrating.
Yes.
What plans do you have in place to protect the biodiversity? Well, there's that area of grassland by the stream. There's some interesting wildflowers in there. Cowslips, vetchling, knapweed.
I know where you mean, Jim. Are there bee orchids in there?
Yes, it's a lovely patch, Linda.
Not destined to disappear under wheat or maize, I hope.
Well, we've no plans to cultivate it. In fact, I've told Jenny we'll do some tree planting around there.
That's not going to do the meadow species much good, is it?
I'm aware of that, Linda, but I can assure you the grassland will be protected.
I'm glad to hear it.
Well, as I said, I'm thinking of enlarging the area with some judicious tree planting.
And what about the rest of the land? I assume most of it will be farmed intensively.
Yeah, we can't ignore the fact that demand for food in the world is growing like never before. I'm alive to my responsibility as a food producer.
And what about development opportunities? No doubt you're alive to those too.
Well, with so much pressure on the countryside for new housing and infrastructure, how far ahead can any of us look?
Ambridge can't afford to lose any more of its wild places, Brian.
Hear, hear.
Equally, refusing to adapt to changing times won't help the village much either.
But no one suggested
that. Excuse
me,
Linda, I can see a few empty glasses. Right, who's for further refreshing?
He's playing his cards very close to his chest.
As usual.
I wonder if there's bad blood between Justin and the Aldriches about the sale.
Why do you think that?
Haven't you noticed Lillian and Justin?
What?
They've been avoiding each other all evening. Perhaps she gave Brian some insider information and Justin resents it.
Hmm.
Lindy, your rabbit's getting cold.
I'm just coming.
We'll have to discuss the traffic later.
I look forward to it.
On my way, Robert.
Just trying to pin Brian down about his new parcel of land.
When Barbara Gladstone was trying to pinch your seat, I didn't know how much longer I could hold out.
Can you pass my plate?
Here. Yeah.
Thanks.
I've been thinking about your dilemma, Lindy.
Not reporting Kirsty?
No, checking if the Grundys really have told Caroline and Oliver about their bed and breakfast
guests. Oh, well, Eddie swore blind he had, but thinking about it afterwards, I didn't know whether to believe him. Eddie's always lived in a post-truth society.
Trouble is, if we do say something to the Sterlings and he hasn't put them in the picture...
Oh, yes. I don't want their eviction on my conscience.
No.
But I'm not going to let them steal any more customers from us.
Oh, no.
We should be reaping the rewards of Alexis Bosby's review. So if Eddie wants to fight over holidaymakers, he shall have one.
Your flight's on time.
I better head through. Thanks so much, Helen.
Pleasure. Now, just concentrate on the conference and use the time wisely.
I'll try to. Though, feels like I'm running off again, just when Kirsty needs me most.
She wants you to go.
Maybe she thinks I'm bad news for her wherever I am.
No, that's not true, Tom. You're doing the right thing.
Am I?
The trip's going to do you good.
What about her? I know she's coping really well, but all the same...
You focus on the conference and your scholarship, and I'll keep a close eye on Kirsty while you're gone.
Ah, Lillian, you haven't seen Miranda, have you?
No.
No, she's not in the kitchen. I lost her while I was collecting the coats.
Are you off now?
Yes, once I find her.
I hope you enjoyed yourselves.
Oh, very much so.
Good. Well, I'll let Jenny and Brian know that you're going.
Lillian.
Yes?
Your earring.
Oh, damn thing's always dropping out.
Well, at least it didn't get any further than your blouse.
No.
Well, let me... There we are.
Thank you. I'll tell Jenny that you're leaving.
No, I'll come and see if she knows where Miranda's got to.
Well, very thoughtful of you, Justin.
Wish I'd realised it. It was very kind of you, Miranda.
It wasn't by choice. I had to help her upstairs. She virtually fell on top of me.
Miranda's always good in a crisis.
Where have you left Rachel?
In the bathroom. She claimed she must have eaten some broccoli by mistake.
She must have found it at the bottom of her glass.
There certainly wasn't any in the food.
I was wondering where you got to, Miranda. I looked everywhere.
Can we go, Justin?
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much for coming.
Our pleasure, wasn't it, darling?
Oh, I'm very sorry about the mare. I hope it hasn't coloured your opinion of the evening.
No. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks very much, both of you. It was a super party. Have I got my keys, Miranda?
Mine.
Drive safely.
Oh, wish I'd never invited her.
Miranda?
No, Rachel Pilkington. No idea she was such a soak.
Miranda wasn't much of an asset either.
No.
Gloomy enough to start with, but the expression on her face just now...
Oh, wasn't it dreadful?
She could stop a tank with it.
I suppose it's no wonder if she had to help Rachel to the bathroom.
Right, I better organise a taxi to get the mare home.
Check she's ready first.
All right, I don't even know if she's out of the bathroom.
I'm making some more coffee. Do you want one?
Oh, please. Good and strong.
How about you?
No, thanks. I'm going to have enough trouble sleeping as it is.
At least I haven't let you down this evening, have I? You were worrying about the wrong person all along.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.